This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It's the morning show.
It is.
What's up, John? I thought that was going to be a much more triumphant intro than it was. It was not. It was maybe 50% of the energy that I needed to put into that.
It kind of
meandered there for a second. How you doing?
I feel like this weather outside is just zapping all like energy that I could have had
it's
today.
It's so ugly.
It's
so wet.
It evokes two emotions for me. Okay. One is I hate it.
Yeah.
I like the sun. I like the sunshine. Mm-hmm. Two is it means the holiday season is right around the corner and
very
pumpkin
exciting.
Spice, everything is happening.
This is very
it's
true.
Coming into my,
I think, is pumpkin spice already there?
No.
Usually it starts showing up around October, right? Isn't it like an October thing where it's like, hey, let's start going it right in, because it's like a Thanksgiving thing, right? And then it just kind of hangs around for Christmas.
I thought it was just a fall thing.
So like pumpkin spice is like, it's like the friend that comes over to stay at your house for a week, but then ends up staying there for 2 months. And you're like, yo, okay.
Can you leave now? Or the people that show up too early for something, where you're like, it says it starts at 2, but you came over at 1:30. Why would you do that?
Well, traffic was light.
I thought you might need
help. Then go to Starbucks.
Right? Exactly. There's
and
so many other things you can do.
Our parents. Yeah. Those are what those people are called.
1,000%.
I had to actually have a talk with my parents one time. I was like, listen, when I ask you to come over at like 2,
yeah,
I just got somewhere close to 2 is fine. But like 12:30, that's not acceptable. It's not. You can't,
they
it's
just
stressful.
Want to, like, help you clean.
No, they're
help
just like, we're just going to sit. And I'm like, this is back when I was like in my 20s.
Yeah.
Like, I'm clearly still sleeping.
Yeah.
You don't understand. If you come over at 11:30, you wake me up. And then you're like, oh, why are you so all groggy? I'm like, because you shaved 2 hours off my sleep.
Yeah. If you wanted to meet at 11:30, why didn't you just say that?
I actually had this interesting conversation with, I was talking at people in a cab. Where the hell were we? In Minnesota. Where I was talking about being on time.
Mm-hmm.
And this concept of like, you know the concept of like if you show up 15 minutes early, you're on time. If you show up on time, you're late. That's bullshit.
Such bullshit.
That's bullshit.
I don't like it. My choir director always used to say that.
That's
for call times.
That's for people who are fucking completely and totally lame and can't understand how time works. Mm-hmm. I read a book a long time ago called The Count of Monte Cristo. One of the things that I fucking love. This is when I was like, I'm gonna try to read like really long books that are important. And then I was like, fuck that. I'm just gonna start reading Bond books. They're way easier. But one of the things I loved about him was that he was like always on time. If he was supposed to be there at noon,
mm-hmm.
by when the clock struck noon in your house, you'd get a knock on your door.
That's crazy.
And that is cool. Fucking cool. It's like respect, but it's also kind of a power play of like, I'm going to show up exactly when I said I was going to show up. Not a second before,
or
not
second
a second
later.
After. Exactly when I told you, so you can count on me. And I appreciate that. You'll show up 20 minutes. 20 minutes is stressful. 10 minutes, I expect. You show up any longer out of that 10-minute threshold, I'm not going to be happy that you're there. I might make you wait
10 minutes early or late?
Late, unacceptable. If I tell you to be at my house, if it's a social gathering and I said, if I say 1-ish,
mm-hmm.
come show up at 1-ish, that's fine. That means anytime after 1 is fine.
Uh-huh.
You show up at 12:30, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me back one. I'm not ready for you. I'm not mentally prepared for this yet.
Yeah.
You understand me? Then you get the people that show up at like, I say 1-ish, they show up at 2. That's late.
A little much.
That's late.
I don't, because I'm.
What the hell am I talking about?
I'm always the late person, but except for when we've like made plans to go somewhere and like someone's picking me up.
Right.
Or I'm picking someone up. It's like, no, I told you I'm going to be there a specific time. There's nothing. This is the big Joey pet peeve. If I tell you, hey, I'm going to pick you up at 1 o'clock and it's 1 o'clock and I'm outside and you're like, oh, I'm not ready yet. And
I
it's
fucking
like,
hate that.
Especially in San Francisco when it's like.
Then I got to double park and people got to pull around me. No.
No.
Hate
if
it.
You're like, okay, I'm locking my door. I'm coming down. Totally fine. Like putting on my other shoe.
There is
totally
one
fine.
Acceptable response
if you're gonna be
to
more
I
than,
hear. And that response is be right down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right out.
Exactly.
Anything, coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand when people go, oh, hold on. I need like 5 minutes. No. You knew I was going to be at your house.
Mm-hmm.
You should have been. Really, etiquette dictates you're fucking outside. You're standing outside your house when I'm pulling up there. That's what makes me happy. Because here's what people don't understand. They don't get that there is the thing called nick time.
Mm.
And nick time, when it comes to the airport, Oh. I get to the airport. I aim to be at the airport exactly 2 hours before my flight leaves.
At the airport.
At the airport.
Nick time is the best time.
Now, Kevin and I.
Does that not seem excessive?
Now, here's why it's not excessive.
Yeah. Okay.
It is excessive for the 9 out of 10 times that nothing goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that 10th time, the Uber, like for instance, the last time, not this time, but I think when I was going to Austin, I get in an Uber, right? And the guy, like we were on the fucking freeway. Everything looks like it's going fine. And then all of a sudden, everyone stops. And the cop's doing one of those things where he's going back and forth.
Oh, the worst.
Just stops. We're stopped for like 20 minutes. I'm not stressed. You know why?
Nick time.
Nick time.
I got tons of time, yeah. Right? Or when I get to the airport and realize I've booked the United ticket, that's right, doesn't allow you a carry-on bag, which is now their new shit they're doing. This new fucking horrible thing United's doing. Yeah. You get these economy basic. So I didn't know there was anything worse than economy, but apparently you can be a basic-ass bitch in economy, too, where, like, it's economy basic, where you go, and it's an ugly-ass orange ticket that says you cannot have a bag carried on, and you have to pay, like, $25.
That's ridiculous.
It's such bullshit.
Wait, does
that's
that mean...
so dumb.
So carry-on versus personal item.
You can have one personal item.
Okay, so a backpack
but if you
is still
take
good.
A, if you have a backpack and a... Now, to be fair, Ty Root had this ticket and just said, fuck it, and they let him through. It didn't matter. But you know me, I can't break rules.
Yeah.
So if that's you, a Ty Root-ass story.
So if you have a backpack and a carry-on, like an actual, like, fits in the overhead, this is your backpack, apparently they'll charge you $50. If they see you with it, they catch you with it, they're like, there's going to be another $25 processing fee for this or whatever. Which, I'm torn on
this.
But
that's if they catch you.
I'm torn on this because, on the one hand, I've been saying for years, why the fuck don't they just make people check bags? Right? They're always like, we don't have any more space. The overheads are always a big deal. There's no more space in the overheads. Guys, the overheads, they're so full, right? They're so full. They're so impossibly full. There's a guy running back and forth. We got no more time. We got no more space in the
overheads,
right?
They're like closing them.
Oh, they're closing them down. There's always the asshole that goes all the way to the back and keeps opening
them.
I'm like, they're fucking closed for a reason, you moron. But this is what I don't understand. My thing has always been, just make people, like, make people check the bag ahead of time. Mm-hmm. That's totally fine. What I didn't realize is that was going to backfire. I mean, now we have to check a bag and pay $25. United always gets
they
always screw you over.
So they charge you to bring a bag regardless of if you're checking it or if you're...
If you bring a bag on this economy basic ticket, you have to check the bag, and it costs $25. You cannot bring it aboard with you, or it will cost $50.
Wow.
This is dumb.
It's not dumb if you're going to LA for a day trip.
Yeah.
And you want to pack just a quick, like... You know, a backpack or like a little, something you can take with you. But which I would have totally done for Cisco's wedding, but I had my suit with me. Mm. So I was like, shit. Like, it would have been perfect.
Should have just worn the suit, man.
I thought about it, actually. It actually would not have been a bad idea because I could have just walked right into the hotel, checked my backpack and gone because I was a little late anyway. Mm-hmm. But I also just don't know. It was like a 3.5 hour flight.
I didn't want to wear a suit.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of, wrinkled.
And I was wearing I was playing Dead Cells the entire time, so I was stressing the fuck out.
So you'd been like all sweating. And
I don't know.
So on my flight back from Minnesota, I was in the fucking most cramped flight I've ever been.
I did see this picture.
It was so... Nicholas, I shit you not, the dude leaned back, and his head was no more than 6 inches away from my face.
What plane were you on?
It was, like, the cheapest flight back that I could find.
You're on, like, some buddy. Were you on, like, Ryanair? Like, what the fuck?
It was called Sun Country.
Oh, yeah. If you're flying Sun Country, bud, there's a good possibility they might come out and ask you to fly the plane.
It made no sense how tight these seats were. No. Like, when I got in, I was like, all right, I'm going to just squeeze my backpack, which was my personal item. Mm-hmm. I'm going to squeeze it down here. And it didn't want to fit between the back of the seat and my seat. And I was like, fuck, this is not good because this is not a giant backpack.
It's annoying. Yeah. Let's see. KTop27 in the chat says American Airlines and United are both charging for carry-ons. It sucks. This is just, fuck, at this point, it's just predatory. These airlines are making a ton of money. They don't need this fucking money. They're just doing it. One does it. The other one goes, oh, cool, we can do it now, too.
Yeah.
Eventually,
then it becomes industry standard.
And I have been on flights in Europe, like I've been on Ryanair. We flew Ryanair from
Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, like those things where I flew from, I think we're in London to Morocco.
Yeah.
And it's gonna get this bad. It's like we have to pay
nickel and dime, like everything.
Like you literally have to pay like €2 to use the bathroom.
No fucking way, man. That's
you have to
crazy.
Pay for water. You have to pay for all this shit. It is absurd. We need to take a stand against this.
But
I don't know how.
Here's the thing, though. If this, with those flights specifically, like, because we took a super, super budget airline from London to Barcelona. Mm-hmm. But, like, the tickets were half the price
of the normal airlines. Massive, well, I'm not saying it's handled because it's disgusting. So, yeah, but Ryanair was like $30 a ticket.
Exactly.
It's true. That's
so
that's
even
like,
with the
I
other
don't
things.
Mind paying $30 and then paying $5 to take a poop on the plane. It's fine. You know what you're getting. You're getting the equivalent to a literal bus that's flying in the air. But when I'm paying $500 a ticket or like $700 a ticket.
Totally.
Give me a free, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Come on.
Then you can put my bag on the plane.
Well, like what the, you know what I mean? Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, this is why you inflate ticket prices, but the problem is they're inflating ticket prices and charging all these nickel and diming bullshit.
Yeah, it's not okay.
And then, United, always a terrible attitude. Everyone's always got a fucking bad attitude when I deal with United. Mm-hmm. They're just because they're so busy all the time, there's too much volume. They, like, you see them, they get broken down.
I'm sad that all my miles are with United.
I have a lot of miles with United.
I know.
But to be fair, the only airline that anyone gave a shit about was Virgin, and now they're gone. And my life
Alaska, starts. Other than the incident, hasn't been terrible.
Has been great though.
They're a far cry away from what they used to be.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no more dance video thing at the beginning.
Well, I'm fine with that. That's actually a plus for me.
No, and then you can sing along and it's so fun.
Well, you know, Joe, how many flights do you take a year? Because there was a time when Tim and Greg always booked Virgin because they had all their points on Virgin. Mm-hmm. I was hearing that thing like every other week. And it's so impossibly long. It's an 80-minute fucking video. By the time it's done,
way longer than it needs to be.
By the time
but
it's
I
done,
it.
you're touching down in whatever city you're trying to get. It's just shut up.
Especially when you're doing
and
the LA
flight. And they pipe it through, and I'm like, shut up.
Because tonight, get ready to fly. We could just sing it every time we go now.
We're gonna live it.
See, it gets to you. By the end, you're like, it's like.
How have
I'm
we
kind
not
of
started
it.
Housekeeping yet?
Have we not?
No.
No. Go ahead and roll it.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Top on housekeeping, if you want one of these big, beautiful bad boys. Kev, give me that one. No, I can't. Don't worry about it. Can't pull it out. Here, I'll just do this.
Get up.
Oh, and it's in a him, but it's in a heap.
Wait, why are you just picking it up?
Because it was sandwiched
it was
in here.
Out of the, yeah.
Here, I gotta like, yeah, it was stuck to the iPad. There you go. Somebody just did that. It's probably easier.
Probably could have just picked up the iPad.
I tried to, and then it fell over because it's not really secured onto this thing.
Well, no, it doesn't matter.
What a tabletop decor piece we have here.
If you want one of these, please back us at either of our Patreons, patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the fan mail tier. And we'll slide one into your mailbox. Just don't tell your significant other that Nikki's coming inside you. What?
Just a little secret.
This right here is going to be our little secret.
We're going too far, guys.
Here's what's
going
to happen.
This isn't funny.
Sir and or ma'am out there, give me the one. Give me the one. If you want one of these, you want it just for your own private time. That's your time, okay? Your husband and or wife, they don't own you, you know? They don't get to tell you what you can and can't do with every second of every day. You want to take a moment? You want to hide this underneath the sink? And then when you go into the bathroom and all the kids are screaming all over the place and you know, you just had to make dinner and your kid was like, I don't want this dinner, and it throws it into your face and you want to fucking punch that kid in the face, but you can't because you know there are these things called child abuse laws that apparently did not apply to any parents in the 80s and 90s.
Open hand, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What?
You take this, you put it underneath the sink, you go into the bathroom, you lock the fucking door, your kid's knocking on it, you say, shut up or I'm not going to be your mom anymore. Kid goes away, you take this out, you stare at it. You have a second of meditative happy time. Put it back underneath there. This is going to make your life better. I'll tell you right now. It's not a solution. It's more of a band-aid for your life. But it can make your life better.
I'm going real far into this. Kiss it.
Patreon.com/count. Oh. Oh. There it is.
The beard-to-beard kissing was absurd.
Beard-to-beard's my favorite. Oh, Makuga's coming back up.
Yeah!
Beard-to-beard.
Wait, why did that remind you of Makuga?
Because our
beard-to-beard kissing
our team is called Beard-to-Beard.
Okay.
Yeah, because we look exactly the same, and we have the same beard. So we just go into it. Kev, bring this up. Watch Party Mode. This is one of the amazing moments from Party Mode. You got to listen to some sound.
Tim. What's Tim? Whoa, Tim.
How much he hates
Tim?
It.
He hates
Tim.
It.
Hey, whoa, Tim. What's Tim? Whoa, Tim.
Are you a real really good job with the music and the edit on this.
But I love when he cuts to the edit and like they're clearly not dancing to the same beat.
But it works. That's the charm of it.
All right, that was from one of the party modes of Super Sports Machin. Of course, near and dear to my heart because it actually won me the belt back. And we love that very much. Kev, now Brian Thompson, I issued a call yesterday.
You did.
And
put the bat signal out there.
I put the bat signal out there. I said, I need a sub-only mode graphic. Mm-hmm. And Brian Thompson is the only person who answered that call. What is he on Twitter so everyone can go follow him right now?
It's Brian Thomas, and he's
Thomas.
It's a me BT.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you're watching this, you can see it. If you're listening to it, you're probably not going to do it. You're going to put your phone
on. I'm
going to
full screen it first.
Full screen is bad. Well, let's see what this looks like.
This is sub only mode. Slide into my mode. This is sub only mode.
Oh, you can't see your face because you're covering it.
Slide into my mode.
There's a little nick that slides in.
I'm going to be honest. I hate this.
You what? Hate it.
The little nick freaks me the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
I could do without the little nick.
I'm going to show the people the little nick. Let's see. What button is it? What button is
it? Bottom right.
If you go full screen.
How about you guys let me do my job and you guys do your job? How's that sound, right?
Slide into my mode. Yeah. Sub-only mode.
It cuts off too fast, too. I need a little tail on that, Brian.
Sub-only mode.
I love it.
I love the Brian, neon
Brian, if you're watching, I need like 5 seconds on the outside of it. Take the little nick out, though.
5 seconds?
Yeah, because
it's a whole video.
You need to have a transition.
No, no, no. There
somehow.
Needs to be 5 more seconds.
Oh.
Because you can't have things cut off. Kevin has to have time to transition to the next to me.
Got it.
Looks
just
good,
putting
though.
That out there. It's I like the style of it.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
I like the brick with the neon.
It's evocative.
It makes people feel things.
It gets the people going.
That's what the fucking, I couldn't remember what it was.
We're going to skate to one song only. Lady Lumps. What is it called? What is the song
My
called?
My Humps?
My Humps, that's what it is. My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. Why? What does that even mean? Nobody knows what it means. It's evocative.
off.
What's happening?
My mic fell off.
That's okay. Hey, well, here's the real question. You stick around. Stay here. We haven't asked this question in a while because we're cowards. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for lunch?
Oh shit! Oh, that's where I thought you were going, and I was super excited inside. I'm down
because
to go
I don't
you want.
Okay.
So Andy's not here, so we can really have fun.
Andy fucking sucks. He doesn't eat sandwiches. He doesn't eat.
I have stuff to do.
Fucking tater tots.
Like important stuff.
No, he likes tater tots.
No, he doesn't eat. He doesn't eat hot dogs or tater tots or food. All he eats is like lime and tortilla chips.
Remember that time we forced him to eat a corn dog?
It's
so gross. It's like, it's the fucking best delicious. Thing.
Corn dog is one of the best like junk foods you could possibly eat.
It's true. And I don't even like hot dogs.
We're going to go to Lisa's?
But there's something about a corn dog. Oh.
We always talk about going to Lisa's.
And it's not
it's
a Monday.
Tuesday. Yeah, that's right. It's not Monday.
Is Lisa's kind of like the Mexican version of Chick-fil-A?
No. In the fact that
you only ever think about wanting it on the day that it's closed.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
that's
no,
fair.
And that way it's
that
exactly
fair, yes.
like it.
It always occurs to us, we're like, this would be a great thing to do on a Monday, and then it's always closed.
I knew you were going, but I thought it would be funny we both disagreed as hard as possible.
Well, because I thought you were trying to.
He was confused.
I was confused.
Because you don't like Chick-fil-A, huh?
I don't like Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A
is always, it comes out to you. I don't understand why people like Chick-fil-A.
I don't get it.
I get it. It's dry and flavorless.
Did you get the spicy one?
You shouldn't need
spicy
to.
Spicy one's so
you
good.
You shouldn't need to put
no,
stuff on. You should be ready to go.
What do I want me to do? Fucking cook the chicken too?
Yeah.
I gotta put my own sauce in this shit?
Yeah.
No. Unacceptable.
They give you a wide variety of sauces.
When I go to Taco Bell. Okay.
I
go to
Which Taco also Bell, has a variety of sauces.
I go, I want a combination burrito.
Okay.
Nacho supreme.
Okay.
Maybe a double decker taco.
Yeah, get
I don't
it,
know
dude.
I've ever had a double.
I don't know what that is.
Throw in a quesarito. Throw in a quesarito on top of it.
We're just going for it.
Yeah, it's way too much. By the time I get pretty much through the nachos, I'm done.
Like,
but I'm like, I'm going to push through.
Yeah.
I'm going to push through. I like to get it. It's comforting, right? The combination burrito, you bite into it moist. It's got its own sauce and cheese and beef and oh, it's so good. I don't need to put anything on top of that.
You don't use any of the hot sauces. The
no, I never have. Never have. I used to take the mild sauces, I used to get a shitload of them.
Yeah.
So when I was done with the Taco Bell, when I was a kid, and all I did was literally eat because I was so bored with my life, I would then the next day take a can of Rosarita beans, open it up, put the mild sauce in it with cheese and make my own little like...
Pintos and cheese.
See what I'm saying?
innovation.
Not the same though, because you really got to.
You work with what you got.
There's really no substitute for those like
weird watery beans.
The weird beans that they have at Taco Bell that are like you could tell they were powdered before, and they just put a drop of water in it and it rehydrates like some space food. So good. They cannot be good for you though. All right.
Everything at Taco Bell is five ingredients just in different forms.
That's the genius of Taco Bell.
Science, man.
It's almost like if we were to start a YouTube channel where it's the same five people doing like 15 different shows that are pretty much all the same show.
That's different.
Is that different?
Hey, do you guys remember the green sauce from Taco Bell that they got rid of like 6 months ago?
No.
No.
Again, I don't use
that.
Sauces.
The chile verde?
Remember how Kevin got hot? Because we go to the East Coast for this Minnesota wedding.
Is that the East Coast?
I don't fucking know.
No, it's Central.
Is it Central?
Yeah, Central Time.
Central America?
Well, Midwest, then, I guess what they call it, which is the stupidest fucking name ever. I don't understand why. Oh, we're in the Midwest. No. There's no such thing as the Midwest.
Yeah, we're just in the mid.
You're just in the mid.
Technically, the Oregon
West.
Would be the middle of the West,
there's no
Mideast. Right?
There's no Mideast.
But technically, Oregon would be the middle of the West, right?
Oregon?
Why?
Middle Northwest. Of the West Coast.
No, they break it up like North, South.
No, she's saying in the middle, up and down.
Of the West Coast.
And I think it's
Wouldn't
still
we be in the middle?
Yeah,
I was
going to
say
California.
We'd be in the middle there.
California,
well, it's
big.
The middle state.
It's all arbitrary. We're in Minnesota. And we realized there's no Carl's Jr.'s, but there's Hardee's, which I was like, I got to go eat at this. We didn't do it. But also, they don't have a green burrito. They have the red burrito. And Kevin.
Hard stance?
Really?
Hard no on that.
Hard no?
On what? On the red burrito?
Green burrito makes sense. Red burrito just sounds.
No, thank you.
How does the green burrito make sense?
Get your enchilada sauce the fuck out of here. Get your enchilada
green
sauce.
But doesn't
the
green
fuck
also enchilada sauce?
Joey,
no,
you're making
so.
Sense.
And
a little
also,
bit doesn't make
the
sense.
Green burrito just makes it sound like it's moldy, and that's gross. And that's why
all,
I've never
first
eaten
First of all, there. You've clearly never eaten a spinach burrito because they are fucking phenomenal.
They're great.
I have never
they
eaten at the green burrito because
taste,
it sounds disgusting.
No. I don't know that if they
really
sell
good.
Green burritos.
Oh, got it.
That
got
are made
it.
Of spinach. I'm just saying, spinach burritos in general, they taste
no, keep
like
your spinach
more.
Out of my damn
Joey,
burrito.
You need to hear this. You need to hear this. I need to tell you this.
Yeah.
The spinach tortilla makes the burrito taste more tortilla-y. Okay? Now, this is hard science.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. You know what you make me want.
It's phenomenal.
Lisa's.
Burrito. Yeah?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense.
But true story, when I was in college, almost every day I ate super nachos from the green burrito, which is why I was super overweight. Man. I used to get, they were like, this. They came in one of the square styrofoams.
Oh, I guess it's in
and I would, no, at UC Irvine, remember? This is before you were there, probably.
They no, but they have, still have, because I used to live on the Corona del Mar side of the campus.
Okay.
But, Joey, I wasn't finished. I wasn't.
Let him finish.
Red enchilada sauce
is
often bitter. The green tomatillo sauce,
tomatillo.
Sour. Give me that sweet, delicious sour. Mm-hmm. It's not really sweet.
No.
Sour sauce put on top of my burrito. It was so good. That's
that
it.
Makes,
I'm done.
I don't really like
Drewski underscore 2K says Kevin greater than Neil deGrasse Tyson. Mm-hmm. That's fact.
That kind of science.
All right. Quick tip reminder. If you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, either me, Joey, or Kevin, we will read that to you guys right now. Nikki has tipped us quite generously. It said, boss is out of town, so I'm catching the show live and spreading love to you guys. Found this on Facebook. It's a picture. What do you think? Nikki, you need to visit Miami for some amazing Cuban coffee. I got you, champ. I would love to go to Miami for coffee.
Bienvenido a Miami.
Just for coffee.
Well, and that, and look at all the insanely hot, beautiful people just walk around on the beach and then not be near them because that gives me a complex. Okay, I'll bring up the image that he brought in here when you have a sec. Zap Turk gave us a $6.90 tip, said, for any best friends interested in craft beer, check out the podcast Beers of the Roundtable. We are on all podcast servers and we live stream on Facebook, and he gave us a link to that, which is just facebook.com/beersroundtable. That's cool. What's the other image that the person brought up? Let me see this.
Hold on.
Yeah, I've seen these before. These are great.
I don't like it.
What? You don't
just
like
what
it?
The Avengers would be if they were cast in the 90s.
What I would give for Brendan Fraser as Star-Lord, just to see like a screen test or something. I just want a little morsel of
Christian
that.
Slater as Hawkeye would be fucking amazing. Matthew Broderick as Ant-Man would be amazing.
Oh, that would be so good.
I don't love the Tom Cruise as Iron Man.
That would be awful.
What's that?
I said Dolph Lundgren's Thor would be awful.
That would be pretty
bad.
Oh,
that would be terrible.
But Mila Jovovich as Black Widow, that's pretty amazing.
Would be fucking cool.
Scarlet Witch, Alicia Silverstone, not bad.
Gary
I mean, I'm
Oldman
loving
is
this.
Loki.
Denzel as Black Panther. Ethan Hawke as I mean, this is great.
Joe Pesci as Rocket Raccoon is fucking hilarious.
What? Oh, Schwarzenegger's Drax is good.
Yeah.
Mantis. I feel like Winona Ryder should be like Scarlet Witch, though. Because here's the deal. This is the 90s, right? Alicia Silverstone, big in the 90s, but fucking Winona Ryder owned the 90s.
This is like wide range of the 90s, because I don't feel like all these people were relevant at the same time.
You're catching Halle Berry and Demi Moore. I think those are slightly different eras of the 90s. I do love Keith David as Nick Fury, though. Keith David could play Nick Fury right fucking now, and I would still be into it. Gary Oldman as Loki is great. This is a fucking great image.
This is great.
Leonardo DiCaprio as Spider-Man. Holy shit, that would have been amazing in the 90s.
A little baby Leo?
That would have been amazing. He would have been a much better Leo than Tom. He could still play it. He's a little chubby now, but it's okay.
I don't think he can be
playing
he's
volleyball,
too, like,
smoking cigarettes on the fucking beach.
Yeah, he's too. I watched Andy's editing of Party Mode for when you guys played Mario Tennis Aces. There's a section where you hear talk about Leonardo DiCaprio. That is very funny.
I love
get excited for that.
Tom Cruise's Iron Man actually would have been pretty amazing. That's awesome. Well, thank you for that.
I love that they just threw John Stamos in there because I'm pro pretty much anything with John Stamos.
Stamos is Winter Soldier. He's like the most serious role. I love it. All right, let's go into the news. The news. Top on the news story right now, Asia Argento, we talked about this. Did you watch the show yesterday? We talked about she has some accusations against her by Jimmy Bennett, who is a child actor, who has accused her of inappropriate sexual contact in a hotel in California when he was 17. She is vehemently denying this. In a follow-up report on Deadline, she says, I've never had any sexual relations with Bennett, Argento said in a statement obtained by journalist Yasser Ali. The Italian actress did, however, confirm that her late boyfriend, celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, paid Bennett to stop harassing Argento. Argento's lawyer did not respond to Deadline's calls yesterday, seeking more information about the payment made to Bennett. Bourdain considered Bennett, quote, dangerous, Argento said, after Bennett requested an exorbitant amount of money from Argento. Anthony was afraid of the possible negative publicity that such person, whom he decided dangerous, could have brought upon us. Of course, this is all happening in the midst of the Harvey Weinstein stuff. So it sounds like what she's saying, to paraphrase, is this guy was trying to extort her during the whole Harvey Weinstein thing, and they just paid him to go away. So that is her side of the story. She says she's never had any sexual contact with him. I'll read her statement. I strongly deny and oppose the contents of the New York Times article dated 20 August 2018 as circulated in national and international news. I am deeply shocked and hurt by having read news that is absolutely false. I have never had any sexual relationship with Bennett. I was linked to him during several years by friendship only, which ended when subsequently to my exposure in the Weinstein case. Bennett, who was then undergoing severe economic problems and who had previously undertaken legal action against his own family requesting millions in damages, unexpectedly made an exorbitant request of money from me. Bennett knew my boyfriend, Anthony Bourdain, was a man of great perceived wealth and had his own reputation as a beloved public figure to protect. Anthony insisted the matter be handled privately, and this was also what Bennett wanted. Anthony was afraid of the possible negative publicity that such person, whom he considered dangerous, could have brought upon us. We decided to deal compassionately with Bennett's demands. I love how there's like keywords in this that you're like, you can tell they worked on.
Yeah,
demands
sure.
for help and gave it to him. Anthony personally undertook to help Bennett economically upon the condition that we would no longer suffer any further intrusions in our life. This is, therefore, the umpteenth development of a sequence of events that brings me great sadness and that constitutes a longstanding persecution. I have, therefore, no other choice but to oppose such false allegations and will assume in the short term all necessary initiatives for my protection before all competent venues.
Oof. This is a lot.
It's a lot.
No idea that they were linked together.
They were a thing for a little bit.
Totally missed that part.
Yeah, they were a thing for a little bit. I think they were a thing after. I think he was married for a while, to his second wife, and then they were a thing after that. But I don't think they were dating when he passed away. I'm not quite sure. I don't really know my Anthony Bourdain.
You're not.
I think they might have been actually.
Were they dating at the time?
Interesting.
It's I don't know. This is who the hell knows. This is all alleged stuff. She's saying one thing, he's saying the other. Who knows for sure?
Which is essentially what it always comes down to.
I have a feeling this one's just gonna, this is just gonna pass away. This is gonna go away. I don't feel like anyone's really gonna go out there and pick at Asia Argento on this one. Like, who knows? I don't know. Maybe I'm unfairly biased because I'm looking
What's she do? Where she's from?
She's an actress. She's an Italian actress. Most notably in my book, she played the co-star in the seminal early 2000 film, Triple X.
There we go.
Wait, in the new one?
No.
No, she was not in the new one.
Oh, in the original one.
She was
okay.
in the original Triple okay. X. Right. Not The Return of Xander Cage.
Right.
Did anybody ever see that? One.
I did.
How was it?
It was terrible.
Even by Nick standards?
No, it was good by next standards.
Okay.
Like Ruby Rose is in it, and she does nothing. It's really convoluted. It's at one point it's like
his
group versus another group, and then they become friends midway through, and like they challenge it.
So it's like Fast and Furious, essentially.
It's exactly that. It was literally Fast. It was like if you blinked your eyes, it was like when back in the day when. Like they would make rival movies, like we were talking about the other day, Deep Impact versus Armageddon, where like they kind of should exist in the same universe.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like. Mm. Where it's just Vin Diesel being more Vin Diesel, but he's skateboarding, but he's a 74-year-old man, and you're weird. This is fucking not sexy.
Did you see the flow chart thing that's been going around on Twitter?
Yeah,
the you Point Break versus
is this Point Break or Fast and Furious? And the only thing it's like this big flow chart, and it comes down to the end of like, does it have Vin Diesel in it or not? And if it doesn't, it's Point Break. Yeah, I love
that.
That
one's my favorite. I mean, the only other thing with that is, like, she put out a statement, which I feel like oftentimes in this, people that just end up going dead silent and, like, veering off into the background.
Well, one of two things happens when people put out statements, right? And this is the trend that we're seeing here. So people put out statements. Mm-hmm. And either nothing happens, or it incites everyone else that they've abused to empowers them to come up and have a voice. So we will probably see, I imagine, in the next month, either more accusers or this
will go
away. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like I again, this is one of those who the fuck knows. It's he said, she said.
Yeah.
I hope to God that she's not out there abusing people. Or abusing her power of people. I hope that. But it also sucks this guy is, if that's the case, and this guy's extorting her, and that fucking sucks too. So, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. All of these, like, every time another thing comes up, I'm always like, which is so selfish of like, oh, I hate that we have to talk about this, and the fact of like, the general public who's made aware of this is really never owed an explanation of who's right, because it's really none of our business. But the, like, I don't know, it weighs heavily on you after a while of like, there are so many like shitty people in shitty situations, mm-hmm. and it's a lot to handle, which I know is nothing compared to what these people that are going through it have to handle. But it's like coming to terms with the fact that, like, how do we as a society be better?
I don't know. We talk about it more and more and more. Yeah. That's how we said. Taco69 brought up a very good point. And said, he shed, she shed, which is exactly what I said. So I apologize for that. The coffee has hit, and now my mouth's moving a little slower than my brain, which I feel like is a good thing, ultimately. Yeah. Ultimately a good thing.
Unlikely Nerd said, I'm still distracted by this picture just staring at us.
Hold on, let me move me out of the light here a little bit. A little closer to you guys. I'm just going to slowly move this closer to the camera so you buy one. It's expensive, but it's worth it. Again, you take it, you put it underneath your sink. When your kid's yelling at you, when life's got you down and you need just a little bit of someone to look back at you that doesn't judge, I'm not judging you. Mm-hmm. The face in this is not judging you. He's there for your comfort. You understand me? He's there to make your day that much better.
Okay. Is it working? I think so.
See the chest hair? See the denim jacket? Nothing sexier than that. Look at this. Oh, it's the 80s and everything was better in the 80s. It was a simpler time.
It was.
Next news story. Boo-boo-boo. Kelly Marie Tran opens up about leaving social media. This comes from IGN.com, but this has been picked up by every major media outlet. As you know, I think it was like a month ago.
Yeah.
Kelly Marie Tran deleted all the stuff off of her Instagram and just left a comment that said, I will endure. She's off Twitter, all that stuff. And she opened up today a little bit about it, talking about why she did it. I think this is actually really poignant. This comes from IGN. This is by Michael Domenico. Kelly Marie Tran is opening up about her decision to delete her Instagram earlier this year and the harassment she faced on social media. In an op-ed for the New York Times, Tran acknowledges the difficulties she has faced on social media since appearing as Rose Tico in Star Wars The Last Jedi. Quote, it wasn't their words, it's that I started to believe them, Tran wrote. And I think that's actually probably the most poignant part. I'll read the whole statement, but that really spoke to me a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Which is not... Because you don't want to see someone getting bullied off of Twitter, but I do want to understand the psychological ramifications of like how this affects people. Like, and that's really sad that people could hit you with that level of harassment and racism and actually have you start feeling like it actually chips away at your own soul.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all. She goes on to say, their words seem to confirm what was growing up as a woman and a person of color already taught me, that I belong in margins and spaces. Valid only as a minor character in their lives and stories. she goes on to say, I want to live in a world where children of color don't spend their entire adolescence wishing they were white. I want to live in a world where women are not subjected to scrutiny for their appearance or other actions or their general existence. I want to live in a world where people of all races, religions, socioeconomic classes, sexual orientations, gender, identities, and abilities are seen as what they have always been, human beings. I could not agree more with that.
Yeah.
I think it's sad. I think that the only, and that's not a criticism that I have of this, but it's just I don't like when people get bullied and shot and like run away from it. Yeah. I'm not saying she's running away. You got to do you, and you got to take a mental health break every once in a while. Let me tell you, social media, not the best place to exist, especially if you want to actually affect real change.
Yeah.
But I do hope she comes back to this, and it's because you know this. She has a platform. She has a reason to fight. She needs to fight the fight. In my opinion,
this is like
on
kind
her
of,
terms. Once she can come back to
yeah.
it,
yeah. And I feel like it. It's hard for the people that are on the front lines, and I definitely feel like she's one of those people that has to endure the brunt of all of that kind of shit. If you want to, you take it up and you do it to make it easier for the people that come
well, that's
behind
the problem,
you.
Right?
But you have to find a good balance to where it's not like totally demolishing, your sense of worth. And I think it is super interesting that she said that she started to believe them, because I feel like if you do hear people tell you something enough times and you get it in floods, like I can imagine that she did, like if that's all you hear, or if that's like the majority of what you're hearing about yourself from strangers and like just in droves, then I think it is hard to separate that from like reality of the people that in your life that matter. Versus...
Well, it's also difficult because these are the people who are going to support your career, right? These are the people that presumably are going to be the ones that watch you in the next movie.
Yeah.
And you know it's coming again. Like, her character's going to be in the next movie.
Yeah.
And there's just, like, is there going to be another wave of hate that comes at her? For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Without a doubt.
And so it's a tough spot to be in, but I do admire the strength that it takes to, like, to confront something like this.
1,000%.
Because,
and to say it and to be this honest about it.
Yeah, and you brought up a very, very good point, right? The people who want to affect change, the people who want to change people's hearts and minds are always, like, on the front ground, like, the forefront of being the ones to take the brunt of the anger and the hate.
Yeah.
That has to, and then they make it just a little bit easier for everyone that comes before them. And I believe those people are called heroes. That's what I would call them.
Yeah.
Right? I've never had to do that. And no one looks at me as a leader in any way, shape, or form. Thankfully. And with pictures like this still, I think I've pretty much all but ensured that no one's ever going to elect me to any sort of leadership position. But, you know, it's difficult. It's easy for me to sit here and criticize or praise people from the safety of our own little studio here, never having really faced that stuff before. Unanimously, people just love me, generally.
It's like kind of irritating.
Which actually is its own, it's kind of my own bane, right? Because it's like, oh,
I have to be
lovable all the time.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Even when I have amazing opinions on things, people just agree with me. It's crazy. But all seriousness, I think it's good that she spoke out about this, and I hope she returns.
I hope she does too, because I feel like...
And this is me saying this, by the way. I should preface, I did not particularly, as you know, did not like The Last Jedi, and specifically did not like her character in The Last Jedi, but I still don't think there's any reason to throw hate at someone, even the actor, for the lines that she did not write and direction she did not give herself.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
1,000%. Like, you should be able to separate the character from the human being.
Come on.
And just because you don't like the character, that's totally fine. Like, you don't have to.
You want
to
throw...
But you should still be able to give the baseline of human respect to somebody.
It's one of those things where I think about it and I think... Because, you know, the guy that played Jar Jar got a lot of shit for it. The kid that played Anakin got a lot of shit for it. Like, they've had not had an easy go of it.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, if they offered me Jar Jar, would I take it? And the answer is 100% yes.
Really?
Fuck yes, dude. To be in a Star Wars film? Come at me, Twitter. I don't give a fuck. I ain't quitting.
But even knowing, like, what that character, became.
Oh, it would just... No, I mean, like, right now, if they were like, Nick, you're taking Jar Jar, I would, knowing fully well that it would be a horrible decision... Excuse
Bless
me.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
I'd be like, fuck it. I want to be a Star Wars film. I'll take it. I own that shit too. I'd be like, I fucked your movie over. Like, I fucked up Star Wars for you.
Mm-hmm.
Come at me, internet.
I hate you, dude. You're a bad person.
Come at me, internet. I would purposely play the role bad too.
Well, yeah.
Just to piss everyone off. And be like, Star Wars is stupid now, everyone. Let's get over it. We got Marvel movies. We don't need Star Wars anymore. Marvel is the new Star Wars. Star Wars now, just going to be. You know what Star Wars is to me? It's just one of those
big... You've never said anything more offensive.
It's one of those big bowls of jelly belly beans. And you're like, I know I'm not going to like half the flavors of this fucking thing.
But you still
and
you keep go, eating them.
And you keep eating them, and you're like, this is not even a, this is not even remotely fun. It's kind of enjoyable in some weird way, but I wish they were Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Marvel is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups of movies now. DC is like that weird
then
ass
go
fucking...
go eat your Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and stop shitting on the jelly beans that people like.
You know what DC is?
They're still there in front of you.
Yeah, they're there. I have to eat them.
You gotta eat them. We're fat kids.
DC, by the way, is that cheap off-brand candy that your grandma buys?
Like the
that
she goes, fruits?
You go into the cabin, you go into the cabinet, and you get whatever candy you want. And you open it up.
You say it's the Werther's originals.
You go, no. My grandma used to have the cabinet that had all the chocolate in it, but she had bought the chocolate over years, and my brother and I would get sick because it had like spoiled.
Like you'd open it up, and you're like,
how is this stale off-brand Nestle's chocolate? How is that even possible? I eat it anyway, though. No, I was bored.
DC's chocolate. That candy that you get for Halloween that lasts till the next Halloween, and you end up just being like, I'm throwing this out.
Yeah.
This no, you eat it any.
It's bad when you take it out of the wrapper.
In this metaphor, y'all eat it anyways.
No. I mean,
but we're not happy
about it. Because all my friends are like, hey, let's sit down and eat this together.
We're not happy about it, though. It's like eating bad pizza. You're like, well, it's still pizza. But it's bad pizza.
DC is licorice. That's not bad.
DC is licorice. Because sometimes you want licorice. You know, like a good black licorice? Like, I do want... Like, my dad used to go to the candy store and get the assortment of black licorices.
Why?
And I gotta be honest, I fucking love them. I love black licorice. I love them.
Yeah, that taste.
Exactly.
And then Jägermeister. But everyone's, Yeah,
you get in there, you're like, this is horrible. Like, it kind of tastes salty, and if you get too much of it, you throw up a little bit, but you still eat it.
Oh, God.
You guys have some
all I'm saying is DC.
What?
DC
wait, no,
are like
hold
that
on a second. Hold on a second.
What?
Just as it was something that seems normal to you is eating too much black licorice that you kind of throw up.
Is that not normal? Do people not do that?
No, Nicholas.
You ever stop and think about your childhood and think, that's some shit that people probably just don't do.
I had this discussion with Andy yesterday. There was like this debate on if you keep butter like in a butter dish on the counter, if you keep it on the fridge.
Keep it in the fridge. It's going to melt on the counter. I grew up in Riverside,
California.
He's in Riverside.
It stays solid. Nah. It's just like squishy.
Nah.
Like melted.
No.
In Riverside, it would have melted. Unless you would have just yanked up the...
If we had the AC on, yeah, but you don't understand Mama Scarpino. My mother...
80 degrees all day.
If you were... literally dying of heat stroke, she would look at you and she would know, calculate how much money it was going to cost to turn the air conditioning on for a day, and she would just shake her head at you and let you die.
That AC was not going to go to the emergency room than it is to turn on the air conditioning.
She has insurance, you understand? Mm-hmm. My mom was always a bargain shopper.
Mm-hmm.
So she would look at you and be like, if I take him to the insurance, into the hospital, there's AC there. He'll get his AC there.
And it'll only cost me the copay.
And that's why when my parents used to go out of town, my brother and I would throw parties. And we'd crank down the AC. We would just put that shit like 50. And then we wouldn't say anything. And oh my God, it would be great. Because it was during the summer, so it would be like 115 outside, 110 outside. And
so then it nets out. Yeah.
And you walk in, and it's like walking into cryotherapy. It was so good.
And you get the tingles.
Oh God, it's the best. And you're sleeping at night, you're cold, you gotta have an extra blanket. And then inevitably, my parents, a month later, because we didn't care. When you're a kid, you don't give a fuck. No. You don't care about consequences.
Not real.
A month later, my mom would go off in the mail, come back in. I hear her open the mail and go, what the fuck? It'd be like a $400 AC bill from that day. I would leave. My brother was smart because he had a car. So he would just never be home. I would always take the brunt of that shit. Mm. So when I heard the mail open up, like, gotta go. And I would just like walk out of the house. Let it cool off for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I had a shotgun for a while. I was scared. Next news story. What the fuck is going on with James Bond? Director Danny Boyle exits next James Bond film. This comes from The Hollywood Reporter. Quote, there are some creative differences. Let me guess. Danny Boyle wanted to make a real movie, and y'all just want to make another Bond movie like Spectre. Which was just boring. Isn't that bad?
I don't really remember anything about it.
That probably says something, Joey. That
precisely.
Says something. Precisely.
I also just don't really care about Daniel Craig as Bond.
So I love Daniel.
That's my baseline going in.
But I stopped caring about him when he stopped caring about the role, which was right around
Quantum of Solace.
No, he wanted to do Quantum because he wrote that. But
he
what was
one
afterward? Yeah, he helped write it because there was a writer's strike.
Skyfall.
Right around Skyfall, you could tell he stopped caring about it, and that's when I stopped caring about Bond too.
When he failed at the mission.
I liked Skyfall.
Billy the Kid 3 says Spectre was really good. No, it wasn't.
But, yeah, not at all.
It was not good. That movie makes no... It's weird. It's long. Nothing really happens. Lee Sudeau is fucking phenomenal in it. But it's just... In my opinion, the Bond movies since Casino Royale have just gone downhill. Everyone likes Skyfall. I didn't like it. I was like, this movie doesn't make
really?
Any sense. Nothing happens in it.
I liked Skyfall. Nothing will be better than Pierce Brosnan as Bond.
100%.
It's a sad realization for me, but Bond and Star Wars are both in the same place for me where I'm like, used to love these when I was a kid. I'm just
you
not.
You liked Bond that much?
No.
Oh, yeah.
The Bond movies have gotten worse. They went crazy. They went crazy to like a new level. That was the Pierce Brosnan years. Then they're like, no, fuck this. We're going to reboot. We're going to make it real. And then somewhere midway, I think it was the second one, Quantum of Solace. They were just like, let's make it a real problem. And the villain is not like this crazy super guy. It's just a guy fucking keeping all this water. And it was just like, that's not cool.
My thing is this.
Javier.
No, Javier Bardem was the Skyfall. Quantum of Solace, I actually like, if you think about it in terms of it's a third act for Casino Royale. If you watch those two movies together, it's actually pretty cool. Because it's a continuation of he's going after, not Spectre, it's Quantum, which is the group that he's going after. And I actually like it's a lot more rooted in reality, where it's just this conglomerate of people who are just trying to make money by controlling resources in third world countries. And that's cool. It's not as grandiose as like, we have a nuclear bomb on the moon.
Yeah,
but I thought it was cool. But it just, the problem with that movie was what was happening during the writer's strike, and they just couldn't get a good script out.
It's not a solid movie.
It's a good third act to Casino Royale, if you think of it that way. And then Skyfall came, and they were like, uh-oh, we royally fucking screwed the pooch with Quantum of Solace. We need to go back to Bond's roots with gadgets and cool things and the car. Oh, the car. I'm like, where the it doesn't make any sense. The car came from nowhere. The car doesn't exist in this universe anymore. And they just brought it back. It's dumb. And the car is in the next one. I'm like, that's stupid.
The car could exist in this universe, though.
Speaking of that car, Joey. Mm-hmm. Kevin, bring me the next news story. They're making those cars.
Woo-woo.
Evidently, Aston Martin is going to recreate the James Bond, the DB, I think it was DB5.
Is there a picture or something?
No, because IGN didn't deign to put that
you
in
could
there.
Click that link. Does create 25 cool
if you click that link, we can go through there. So they're creating 25 of the original Bond cars, Aston Martin and Eon Productions, to create 25 Goldfinger DB5 continuation cars. They're going to sell for approximately £2.7 million per. But damn, dude, those are dope.
Those are dope.
I can't click on the
that is the ultimate collectors.
It's and they have gadgets and like the license plate that turns over and all that stuff. So it'll be very interesting to see who winds up with these cars.
How much did you say they're gonna sell for?
$2.7 million.
That's a lot.
Pounds.
Pounds.
That's like five.
$5 million.
Yeah. £2.75 million.
That's not even like a. Like I'm looking at this car, and it doesn't seem worth it. You know
what no, I mean? I would not pay $5 million for this. Do I would. It. I would buy. Probably a modern day Aston Martin because it's a lot bigger. I'm sure this is going to have a total modern drivetrain, like engine and suspension and all that stuff.
Sure.
But still going to be tiny. I would fucking ride. I want the one he had, the Spectre, that Vanquish or whatever he had. Those are dope as shit. I would spend like $200,000 on that and pocket the other $5 million. But I guess if you have $5 million to spend on a car, you don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
This
money's
is like a cute
not really
thing for you.
An object.
Yeah.
So someone who doesn't really know like older James Bond, which that's what it looks like. Is that so? Would like most James Bond fans know that car if they saw
it? The DB5?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
The DB5 is one of the most iconic like cars ever put in movies.
Got it.
Fun fact, I watched a mini documentary about the Aston Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, Aston Martin, close to going bankrupt back in the day, got bought by a financier from New York called, I think his name was David Brown.
Okay.
And the first car they made was the DB5 based after his initials, David Brown. That's what DB stands for. Didn't know that. Also,
everything.
Fun fact, Eon Productions stands for Everything or Nothing, which was a short story. Bond short story.
You're just full of fun facts today.
I could have. I may have made that last one up, but I'm pretty sure it stands for Everything or Nothing. I don't know if it was a short story or not. I'm pretty sure it was. Because, that's right, his coat of arms was The World Is Not Enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Everything or Nothing was a Bond short story. And when they formed the production company to make Dr. No, they named it after that.
That's cool.
We're going to take a break in news right now, Kevin.
Okay.
To bring you a message from our sponsor. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting long in the tooth, but we need to jump into this to give away a game. But before we do that, how the hell? No, I accidentally set my alarm yesterday. I did laundry. I must have set it for 11:50 today. Today's episode of The Morning Show is brought to you by, that's right, Joey, Slack.
Oh,
Joe, you use Slack.
I use Slack all the time. I have so many channels. I make notes in them. Sometimes I forget that the rest of you people are in these channels, mm-hmm. and you get Slacks at like random hours of the night.
I love it. You're the Slack king. I'll tell you that. You're the Slack master. I'm going to call you the Slack master right now. Slack is a collaborative hub for work. Whatever work you do with Slack, the right people in your team are kept in the loop, and the information they need is always at their fingertips. With mobile apps for iOS and Android that sync seamlessly, you can always pick up where you left off no matter where you are. I would agree with all of that.
Yes.
Teamwork on Slack happens in channels, letting you organize conversations and information around projects, objects, and teams. Excuse me, offices and teams. And because everything you need to make work happen is in one place, it's faster and easier to get things done. Slack also connects the tools and services in one easy-to-use app with real-time messaging, video or voice calls, group file sharing, drag-and-drop file sharing, and searchable archives that work with all the apps you already use, like Jira, Salesforce, Zendesk, and Google Drive. With Slack, your team is better connected. Slack, where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. That's right. That's slack.com. Tell you one thing right now. We use Slack all the time. And one of the things that they have in this copy that I haven't read yet, but I really appreciate, is that it does, because, you know, they give you the copy, like, hey, pick some things if you've used this that you guys, one of the things that pops out to me is there's a whole section of how it reduces email. It really does.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason to say, like, I hate when people send you an email with one question in it.
Yeah. It's just, now, or it's just the subject line.
Or, like, there's, like, five people in the email and they just need an answer from one of them.
Yeah.
Slack takes care of that.
I remember there was a dark time when I first started here full time before we had Slack.
We didn't have Slack, yeah.
And it was a dark time. There was a lot more emails, I agree. Yeah. There was a lot more yelling back and forth
too much yelling back and forth. Also, it's more fun. You can do little inside jokes to people, send people pictures, memes, things like that.
Yeah.
I don't need everyone to see it. Because like you're maybe not gonna get the joke that Kevin's gonna get. I'm just gonna send it to Kevin.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, except for the fact that I don't like that you guys have a cute animal thread thing going back and forth.
It's not back and forth.
No, it's just
Kevin sending me. Kevin messaged me and Slacks me just amazing mm-hmm. images of animals all the time, and I like it. I don't ever respond to it, but I see them all, and it brings me joy.
Laker Shed said, IDK, what is Slack? It is...
It's like instant
messaging service, but it has all these different channels.
It's very convenient for workflow because you can break everything up into channels. Like we have a channel for travel, we have a channel for merch, we have a channel for... basically every major thing that we would have an email thread for, we have channels for that. And that way, if I need a thumbnail or whatever, or someone, like, for instance, on Thursday, everyone was gone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, crap, I got to make a thumbnail. I went back into our thumbnail template, scrolled through the archives, grabbed the template and downloaded it. And it was just right there. It's nice. It's a very clean organizational tool that really, really does help.
Yeah.
Also, it's fun to just totally throw links in there and mess with people.
Yeah, and you can do the dancing parrots, which
you
I haven't seen in a long
dancing
time.
Parrots. Ladies and gentlemen, Slack is bringing you today's giveaway. How do you win the giveaway? Well, there's four easy ways. One, be in the Twitch chat right now, just like, I don't know, Zyger's probably in there. I can't tell those things off. Two, be a Twitch subscriber, of course. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Please use that for us. This is your monthly reminder. You got to do it every month. Stop for a second and do it now. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Ways three and four, you can be on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and support us at the $2 above level. That gets you entered to win as well. Congratulations from the Twitch chat today to Ambient Soul. You have won. Nope. Was that yesterday?
It's the second one.
Apologies. You won yesterday. Joe Corradini from the Kind of Funny Patreon has won today. He has won 1979 Revolution Black Friday on the PS4. Congratulations, guys. Stick around in the chat all week for your chance to win, of course. You want to amplify that. Utilize those three extra ways that I said to amplify that. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, we appreciate you very much. Leave a comment in the section. Let's keep the conversation going right now. You can also, if you want to win on YouTube, go over to the Patreon, support us at the $2 above level, and that gets you entered to win. And you might just get a game in your inbox.
It's possible.
It's possible. But it's also highly improbable, given how many people
there's a lot of
support
people.
Us. If you're just doing one, you got to do all four. See what I'm saying?
Even
four
if you can't watch live, winner. You could just be a Twitch sub. And
you could be a Twitch sub. You can go sub to us right now. If you have Amazon Prime right now, you've never watched the show live, do me a favor. Go over to Twitch. Just subscribe to us. Why not? What else are you going to do? Wear a shoe? Yeah, I brought that joke back. That old stupid joke.
It's one of my favorite jokes.
It is a good joke. All right, let's go into tips right now. We have one more tip. Comes from the underpaid drummer. Thank you for using... a capitalized D-R-U-M-M-E-R on that one. I read it correctly today. The greatest fun clip of all time gets better as it goes. Trust me, Milk Mommy. Let's put it this way. Kevin doesn't trust. He verifies. Do you understand me?
Slack.
Kevin doesn't come into work all day just to willy-nilly trust people. He's going to watch this, and if he doesn't like it, you're banned. You are timed out for 5 seconds.
That's crazy.
Kevin, let us know if you like this or not.
Give me a second.
While you're doing that, P.S. I love this best friend XOXO today comes from Andrew Baldwin. He's shouting out Brett Medlock. That I wanted to shout out this guy not only because he is an awesome guy in the community, but also an amazing best friend in real life. I've seen him come from essentially nothing, sleeping on the floor of my room in high school, to having his own house, married to an amazing woman, and have two adorable little boys. He's helped me through so much of my life and is a big inspiration to me. I honestly could not ask for a better friend. P.S. He does awesome work making content on YouTube, so check out his Nintendo. Check out at Nintendo Enthusiast. PSS, PPS, excuse me. Nick, you and Tim might remember running into us on the streets of LA randomly during E3 the night you guys got there. Yeah, we did. We saw you guys in the corner. We were walking. I think we were going to that or coming from that Rooster Teeth installment thing.
Oh, they did. Going to the.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden I turned around, and you guys were gone.
Yeah, we just
got like, okay, well, I guess we're here now.
Of course, got to go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend if you guys want to shout someone out in your life you feel is doing a great job. Kevin.
Guys, gonna be honest, I did not enjoy that at all.
You didn't like it?
I hated it.
You're banned.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Like some sort of art installation that didn't need to exist. I'm going to show you guys so that you can experience what I experienced.
Okay, well, show everyone.
Well, if you're going to show us, then you might as well show everyone.
I don't want to. I don't think it's worth
showing. Well, it's Kevin's, yeah, let's just watch it.
Do you want us to just describe it?
I mean, it's just people pretending to be sheep. And then a wolf looks like he sneaks in there.
This wolf dressed like Donald Trump. Is this a political statement?
The wolf is definitely not dressed like Donald Trump. It's just weird.
Why am I so turned on by this? Is that weird?
This is not the reaction I was expecting.
All right, let's go back to the news. We have a couple more news stories before we head out today. One is the American Vandal Season 2 official trailer is out. And got to tell you, I'm jacked for this. Kev, bring it up. Let's watch it.
It's coming.
Monday, November 6th.
It was really just a normal day. I don't know how else to describe it.
This chicken finger Monday.
Those things are damn good.
Early into that lunch, I knew something was off.
It didn't really hit me right away. And then it really hit me.
The lemonade was contaminated.
911. All of our students, they're all pooping.
Oh my God.
Most of us just shit our pants.
We're just trying to find a place where they
graphic.
Can.
This was the worst thing I've seen in 20 years.
Before it was all over, it had a
name. Oh my God.
The brownout.
This is,
I don't like this.
This is great.
And I began shooting American Vandal. The response has been incredible. But with all this attention, came a lot of pressure on what kind of a case to take on next.
I'm contacting you because we have a vandal. He goes by the name the Turd Burglar.
The Turd Burglar?
Tagged in a video.
This guy wanted an audience.
He was taunting us.
Milk, lemonade, around the corner, poo emojis made.
The Turd Burglar is a different one. Who could have had a motive?
There's such a dryness to this humor that just gets me, man.
If the motive is just poop is funny.
Hot janitor.
Poop is funny.
It's poo. But it goes a lot deeper than that.
Who is the Turd Burglar?
This is the best fucking television show on
give a
anything.
Date? September 14th.
September 14th, right around the corner.
Oh, man.
Week
after Spider-Man.
I love
I'm
it.
I'm so excited.
I'm into it, man. I'll tell you, when it first started, I'm like, I don't know if I need more American Vandal in my life. Like, they knocked it out of the park with the first one. It dragged a little bit there in the middle.
It could just be a one-off.
It could have been a one-off, but I love, this is, like, they totally Nick Scarpino'd it.
Yeah.
But they were like, let's just make it one long shit joke.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'll be honest, it's really turning me on. It's really getting me going.
What? The things that you keep telling us are turning you on today are really disturbing.
Metaphorically speaking, I'm not actually erect by the poop stuff. I'm saying it's really getting me going.
Conservatively.
You know what I mean? It really makes me want to get it on with this show.
Prove it by standing up.
Now, to be fair, my penis is so small that even if I was erect, you wouldn't be able to tell. So, joke's on you, Kev. You'll never know. You'll never know if I'm close to you.
That's terrifying.
Whether or not I'm aroused or not. But I'll probably tell you if I am. Because I can't help but see that. I like to see the desperation in Kevin's face when no one's looking. I'm like,
which is a lot.
Kevin.
Oh, no. He hates it.
He hates it. Sometimes he walks by the bathroom when I'm in it, and I know it's him because I can feel that particular timber of his shoes hitting the ground. And I go, Kevin, I need help in here.
I like that Kevin right now is just slapping his cute dogs.
It's fun.
It's so good.
Bring up this next thing. We'll round this out.
All right, let's do
round
it,
of the
dude.
Day with this,
let's
and we'll go into three and three. This was a tweet from Sony, just said July 2019, and it's Spider-Man Far From Home. And I assume this has not been announced before.
The July 2019, yeah.
But I thought we knew it was already July 2019.
I don't think we did.
Really?
Also,
but this
I
means
like,
it's a stacked year.
What do we got this year then?
We got some Captain Marvel happening in March.
Let's look it up. Kevin, can you bring up the schedule of Marvel movies now?
Throw it at me.
Okay, it's too hard to keep track of, unlike those abysmal Star Wars movies that we know that just, my life's gonna be released twice in 1 year.
But there's like a ton of stuff already on the docket.
Let's see.
Because that I.
Oh.
This is the first thing I pulled.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna Slack you something, Kevin.
Slack right. it.
Fucking do it. Dude.
Look at that, man. We're slacking back and forth. Not only are we fans of Slack, we use the product.
Now, are you slacking control?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Slack control. Kevin's only on control over there. All right. So let's bring this up, Kev.
This is a lot of things. But this is my favorite. Disney, a lot of things, and this is everything.
Okay. So
under
March,
the Disney umbrella.
March 8th of next year, we got Captain Marvel. I'm very jacked for that. Sure. Then we got Dumbo, which I will not be seeing because the fucking trailer made me
cry.
It's so sad. Aladdin coming out May 25th. Toy Story 4.
You skip May 3rd.
Oh, I'm sorry. May 3rd is Avengers 4, which is crazy.
I'm so excited about.
Which I didn't realize it was Captain Marvel then Avengers 4.
Yeah.
Aladdin is May 24th.
Which I'm excited about.
Toy Story, June 21st. 4. The Lion King, which I'm super jacked about.
I don't really care about The Lion King.
I don't know what Artemis Fowl is.
The book series.
I don't know either.
Oh, whatever. Jungle Cruise.
Which looks good.
Is this an actual image? Is that an actual image? Did they put this out? Because that looks fucking awesome.
I'll tell you, Jungle Cruise?
No,
yeah.
Dude, yeah, that's the two of them for sure.
Is that Emily Blunt?
Yeah, it's Emily Blunt.
Listen, let me tell you something. I love The Rock.
They did a trailer video for it.
I love The Rock, but I want The Rock to do one less movie a year and just really spend a little bit more time on that one movie he's going to do.
Hey, step off, right?
I'm sorry.
I think this
you
is
know
gonna
what?
Be
you're
good.
Right. I'll step off.
This is going to be like Jumanji, where people are like, I don't think it's going to be that good, and then it's going to surprise you.
I watched Rampage, and I was like,
I didn't say it was going to be Rampage, so it was going to be Jumanji.
Rampage?
Because what happens is, I think The Rock goes, let's put a lot of effort in one, and then I'll just do one. And let's put a lot of effort in one, and let's do one. Like, Welcome to the Jungle, like Jumanji was actually a decent movie.
Yeah.
Rampage,
meh.
I feel like, and this is conservative, I feel like they wrote that script over coffee at Starbucks in like 15 minutes.
Nicholas, here's the problem, okay? The acting from The Rock in those movies, excellent.
I loved Rampage because of The Rock. There's a part in Rampage where he puts a guy to sleep, he puts him in a rear naked choke, and he's like, don't fight it, that's a big arm.
That's a big arm.
I laughed my ass off.
So funny.
I'll watch The Rock fucking just stare at a camera for 2 hours. I'll pay him for that.
He needs to do more work.
I'm just saying.
Why are they giving Mark Wahlberg work when The Rock exists?
God damn it,
I don't understand.
That's the real question.
I don't understand.
That is the real question.
That's a great question.
And I love Mark Wahlberg too, but I'd be happy if he never made a movie ever again. Mark, if you're watching, I love you. I'm a huge fan of you. But also,
then what do you think he should do with the rest of his time?
Cash in the fucking millions of dollars that he's okay. Rounding out the year, by the way.
But then you have Spider-Man in there.
Yeah. Amazing, and then December 20th. So I guess right after Avengers, we got May, and then June,
sometime.
And then July. And so basically, between either Toy Story or right on the Lion King time, we're gonna get Spider-Man. My guess is it's gonna be late July.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think they're gonna want to They're not gonna want to cannibalize. Oh, you know what?
Well, it's different studio.
Wait, didn't they?
Because it's Sony, so they don't really care, right?
No, it's Marvel.
It's
a co-production.
Letting them use them.
Hi, Andrea.
Andrea Renee.
Andrea, that's a lot of noise happening from you.
Yeah, whoa, that was like a
hard
click in there.
Hard click.
It's 12:03.
It is 12:03. The thing is, I don't even want to watch anymore because I respect you. What?
Oh,
what,
do you want one?
What is this photo?
What is what photo?
What do you mean, what photo?
Oh, this photo. I forget it's here. This is the fan mail Patreon perk for this month. It's a picture of our champion.
Do you hate your patrons?
Do I hate our patrons? Do you know how many people have actually bought this already? A shocking amount of people have actually bought this to the point where I'm like, what is this like? Now, I want you
that
to know.
That background's pretty pimp.
This is a prototype. It will be done in gold or silver ink. We just did not have that pen at the time.
It has to be gold because you're the
probably
champ.
Gold because I'm the champ and the champs were gold. But
obviously.
I feel like if we can get a platinum pen, I would also do that because platinum is all the king of all precious metals.
Platinum and silver look the same in ink.
Here's the deal.
Just so you know.
I'll send one to your house. How about that? Because I feel like John would like this.
Say it with that like tone in your voice.
You know what I mean? I feel like you're gonna. I feel like you're gonna want one of these.
I could hang it in the What's Good studio, here's and then we could throw darts at it.
You could do what I. What I personally. You could do that. You could also do what I'm. What I'm recommending people do that have children and a family is I'm telling them that right now you take this, you put two pieces of tape underneath it, you tape it underneath your sink. When you need to get away from your family, you need a little joy in your life, you lock the door, your kids are banging on the door, they're like, Mom, let me in. And you say, shut up, you little monsters. This is Mommy's private time. And you go underneath your sink, you take it out, and you look at the champ. And it's just like meditative.
It makes you strong. You
underneath your sink?
You gotta hide it.
Underneath the sink, like I used to do my nudie
bags.
You
mean like in the kitchen?
No, in the hallway bathroom.
Wait,
like the kids can't
like
see it.
Like you used to do with your what?
I want to go to Andrea's and tape one of these in her hallway bathroom so bad.
Or just put it next to your pillow at night.
I think you're just assuming that people have vanities in their hallway bathrooms. But if it's just like a pedestal sink, then what do?
You put it behind
why
it.
Why would you have just
that's
a
why
pedestal?
That's why
so
it's
in the mirror? Maybe the design is incorporated in a really nice way, Kevin.
Okay, so then if you have that, then you surely have the open and shut medicism. You put it on the inside of that. Shut it. No one sees it. Because like guys don't use that anyway.
You got her, dude. She said touche.
Or, again, right above your bed.
Nailed it.
Andrew, if you want, I will blow this picture up to as big as Kinko's will allow me to.
Ooh,
and
we will
put it in a frame,
now we're
and
talking.
Kevin will come over to your house and hang it above your bed.
I'll hang it real nice. Real nice.
John Drake would love that.
I would like John Drake. I would like a picture of John Drake for my own edification.
Do you know that there is a John Drake pillow out in the world?
Wait, what?
Is it one of those like
a John Drake
soft
body
Japanese body pillows?
Yes.
I love those things.
It's like a full size body pillow with his face on it.
And I don't think I want any.
We used to have a bunch of those floating around IGN and people would like legitimately sleep with them. And I'm like, do you know how many people's faces and like bodies have rubbed up on this pillow? It's
so
gross.
What? Sometimes you're so tired you don't give a damn.
I always give a damn.
Been there.
That's categorically false.
It's 100% true. That's 100%
all right, wrap your show up, would you?
I'm going to wrap it up. We're going to see. Are you sticking around for lunch today, or what are you doing?
Maybe.
Right. Mona Lisa's.
We might get a good Mexican lunch today.
Great Mexican lunch.
All right, think about it. Think about it. Let's go into the 3-3. While she's thinking about that, we're going to think about you guys. Flashy Andy says, I have a pedestal sink, but no medicine cabinet in the guest one half bath, Nick. What now? Well, here's what you do. I just went over it. You put it above your bed. Or you know what, for once in your fucking life, live out loud, okay?
Whoa, calm down.
Stop being such a coward and just admit that you love the champ.
He's her boy. Come on.
Your family will probably ostracize you. If you live in a very conservative community, they'll probably not let you go to church anymore. But it doesn't fucking matter.
I don't think it's that kind of love.
You'll be happy that you stood up for yourself for once. And now you're living the real life for once instead of this like weird, cloistered life. You see what I'm saying? You love the champ. Let that out into the world. Let your freak flag fly.
Pretty sure it's not at all how it would work.
Joey, what are people saying in the chat?
Mr. Penguin Von Penguin says, thank you, Nick, for your sub. He's done a very good job about thanking you.
He's thanking me every day. And I'll tell you one thing right now, Sancho West.
Take notes.
Fucking take notes. Teddy Chenier is dead to me. Sancho West, caught up. But let us never forget RIP Teddy Chenier. You see what I'm saying? He is so fucking dead to me.
Press F to pay respects, man.
Press F, man. I don't know. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, shit. Why do I keep doing that?
What'd you do?
I keep doing some sort of stroke on my machine that takes me back to the website before. All right. Mary F. Kill, says the Ice 27. This is Johnny Ace, Nick Scarpino, the one true champ. They're all, it's, you can't, you gotta marry and have sex with all of them. The one true champ, if you're going to tell, you can kill him as Andy, probably. Everyone says that.
Yeah.
Thomas in 2D says, well, that's what you get for using a Mac, Nick. Guess who just got fucking timed out?
Probably someone who was right.
Thomas in 2D. Kevin, time him out.
I don't know how.
Joey, time him out.
I've already
Joey,
started to do something
else. Just
say
you don't know how. Just say you don't know how.
You guys are the worst. You guys are the worst. They won't respect me if we don't occasionally throw a fucking sacrificial lamb to the fire. Do you understand me?
But then we forget.
If you don't time them out, when I say time them out and no one times them out, they're going to run this place.
King Franchise timed them out. So
thank you, King Franchise.
Andrew Francis.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go into sub-only mode while we're there, while people are being timed out. Nope.
You don't hear. I got you.
I got it. Nope. I did that wrong to you. Can you do it? Thank you.
Come on.
Play the sheep video for everyone. What are you afraid of, says underpaid drummer. We're afraid they'll be bored to death for 30 seconds.
It's just, I don't think it was boring.
Drummer.
It just made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it made Kevin, me really feel Kevin, uncomfortable too.
I don't like
timeout underpaid drummer.
I don't know.
I know how that he gave us money for this, and it's totally unacceptable and totally de-incentivizing people. You're timed out, buddy. 10 seconds,
it made
timed
me
out.
Feel
King franchise timeout, 10 seconds.
Nobody knows how to time people out for
burritos. Human Hammond. No, burrito shaman says, Nick, my name is... Well, no, there's no fucking punctuation. You understand me? Do you understand how hard it is to read a name as it's going around in a fucking color that matches the background that has no punctuation, like no intercap whatsoever?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Oh,
my life
man.
Is hard, okay? It goes brain surgeon, Nick, president of the United States. That's how hard my life is.
Oh, Lord.
It's hard.
That's a lot.
There's a lot to unpack there. Says, Nick, my name is also Nick. Do you want to start a very exclusive Nick Club? Sure, would love that.
Oh, that's
would love
fun.
That. Gitz Bucket says, sheep ain't that bad after a couple beers. Well, you're banned, sir.
That's
you are banned.
Fucking
that's gross.
Horrifying.
Mr. Yasmin 300 says,
sheep.
Nick and Joey, did you see the story that Francis Ford Coppola might have accidentally married Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder on the set of Dracula because he hired a real priest? Did you see that?
I did see
pretty
that.
Funny. That's a joke. They clearly were not consenting to that marriage. If that were the case, if people were allowed to get married without their consent, I would be married to Kevin. Kevin would have married me a long time ago. He doesn't know we're married.
Oh
it's okay.
Gosh.
His marriage to Paula is a sham.
You know, it's bound to happen.
Mr. Penguin, Bob Penguin says, no marriage license, no marriage. Also, you got. I think in certain states, you have to consummate the marriage under God. You gotta do it. Isn't that a weird thing?
They probably did, though. You know?
Under the Catholic Church, like the marriage doesn't stand until you consummate it.
Makes sense.
Which means you gotta bang.
Oh, you're just friends. Oh,
God wants you to bang before he gives you his approval. It's fucking weird. Catholic Church is weird, man. They got a lot of hypocrisy there.
Yeah,
like, don't fuck
a lot
before
of stuff
marriage,
going on
but after marriage,
right
you gotta get down. Otherwise, it doesn't count. It's weird.
I'm not really up to date on my.
Waste the bandwidth as God is a fucking perv. He is a perv, man.
All right, calm down, guys.
All right, he is. All right, that's it. 12:11. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you very much. I will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. I think Joe's with me on that one, too. It might be Andy. Who's with me tomorrow on the show? Is it Andy? Is that Candy? No, it's Greg.
Oh.
Nope. That's wrong. I'm in September. It's going to be Andy. Oh, and...
Oh, yeah, we should talk about this.
Oh, Tyler Coe.
Tyler Coe from One Sports Ball will be here tomorrow for the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Expect a lot of 15 seconds of sports.
We're doing a three-way show tomorrow, which is great.
That's unprecedented.
We know John Reisinger did one with us. We've done it before. That was true. It's going to be a really good one tomorrow, guys. Tune in. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We appreciate you, especially all of you in London who are watching right now while you're eating your fish and chips and you just got up a hard day's work and you had to mind that gap all day. It's real, real hard. But while you're there, hey, let's keep the conversation going in the comments below. Let us know what you thought of any of our news stories, any of our rants, any of that stuff. Let us know what you think of Danny Boyle leaving Bond. Let us know what you think about the whole Kelly Marie Tran situation. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it respectful. And I will try to respond to as many of those comments as I can in the first few hours of the video being live. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT. I will see you on the other side. Kevin, please cut the feed.